twice in that.
All right. What can you do?
Listen, you know, I can volume put a more volume.
What?
It's okay. Can you speak?
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Ganat Timidandasya Gananjana, Shilakaya Chakshur Miritam, Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So today, we are celebrating Vaishnava Diksha, Diksha in two senses. Some devotees are taking Harinam Diksha, and some devotees are taking Brahman Diksha, or second initiation. The word Diksha is a very interesting word, composed of two syllables, of course, D-I and Ksha. D-I means Divya Jnana. Divya Jnana means transcendental knowledge, and Ksha can mean two different things. One is to see, and also to hear, or to learn, or to teach. So, Diksha means to attain transcendental knowledge by hearing from the spiritual master, and it is described, Tadviganartam sa gurumeva avigachet, that if one wants to attain spiritual knowledge, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master in the disciplic succession, Samit Vani Shrochyam Brahmanishtam, and one understands who is a spiritual master by certain qualities. Samit Vani means basically fetching either firewood or water for the spiritual master. In other words, a bona fide spiritual master identifies himself not as a spiritual master, but as a servant of his guru. He is conducting a particular service. It is not that by dint of being a spiritual master, he is considered to be a pure devotee. A pure devotee is understood by his qualities, not by his position. So that first quality is that one is humbly serving, just like we are humble servants, or attempting to be humble servants, of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. And what does it mean to be a humble servant of Srila Prabhupada? We've been discussing this lately amongst many of our God brothers and other devotees. It means to serve Srila Prabhupada's institution. As Srila Prabhupada stated, to think that his disciples could be Krishna conscious outside of ISKCON is like living an hallucination. So to serve Srila Prabhupada, to be a bona fide guru or a bona fide disciple in the Krishna consciousness movement, one has to serve Prabhupada's institution, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And serving Prabhupada's institution means to sacrifice one's own interests in the interests of Prabhupada and his institution. So that's the first quality of a bona fide spiritual master. And the second quality is Shrotriyam. He must have heard nicely from his guru and repeating nicely from his spiritual master, of course, according to time, place, and circumstance. And the last quality is what we call Brahmanishtam. Brahmanishtam means never falling down from the spiritual standard. So if one finds a personality established in such a way, then one should approach such a spiritual personality to take instruction, siksha, and ultimately diksha. And diksha is not separable from siksha. All of us, no matter who we are initiated by in the Krishna consciousness movement, whether it's by Prabhupada or one of Prabhupada's disciples, or even by one of Prabhupada's grand disciples, we are all disciples, siksha disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and meant to serve his movement. That's the first point. Okay, as far as initiation is concerned, the word initiation means to begin something. So what does it mean in the context of the progress of Bhakti Yoga? And to show what it means, I'm going to quote one verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangota Bhajana Kriya. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, there's a little faith. Faith in the Vedic literatures and faith in Krishna's devotees. And then from that faith, one desires to associate Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangota with Krishna's devotees. And when one associates with Krishna's devotees, one develops a desire to execute the activities of Bhakti Yoga. That is called Bhajana Kriya. So on that stage of Bhajana Kriya are the performances of initiation. In other words, initiation is not the ultimate goal, does not signify that one has reached perfection in Krishna consciousness, but just that one is on the third platform of this progressive march of pure devotional service. So that is Bhajana Kriya. It is absolutely essential to